Welcome back to Hunter Logan and Mike. I am Hunter Logan. This is episode 8 of season 8. And when I left you from the last episode, I was just starting to get back on track, or I was going to try to. So, we'll call this episode Back on Track. So, we have entered the month of September now, and of course, Roy's still with a broken foot, so I'm still caretaking, and but I have to finish up the CD, and believe it or not, I have enough songs to do a 10-song CD, but I don't quite do the 10 songs. I come short of getting the final 2 songs recorded. They're done, but I don't have the funds to record them. Now, I would have had the funds to record them because I sold extra equipment and I sold one of my guitars, but I had to use that to pay the bills here at the radio station. I figured it up. I sold right at $5,000 worth of equipment that I had. This is equipment that was either backup to what I'm using now, or stuff I had for a while. Stuff that I didn't really want to get rid of, but I had to get rid of to pay the bills to keep it open. That's how bad financially the station is doing. So it puts me short 2 songs of finishing. It puts me short on a lot of things, actually, because I'd sold that equipment to fund the CD, the recording of it and all that stuff. But I didn't get to use it for that. So what was going to be a 10-song CD turns into a 5-song CD, which apparently is the thing now anyway. And then 3 of the songs that I was putting on the CD, I realized I wrote them, but I realized it really wasn't for me. So I'm giving them to another artist who wants to put out a CD. So I'm writing a CD for him. So it worked out. It's going to work out because everything God does works out. And it's his timing anyway. In the meantime, while I'm doing this and working on what I do have already, music-wise, and taking care of my wife, I get a call from my friend Nathan Areno, who is having a concert in De Quincey, which is about an hour away from here. And he's having a concert with Jackson Heights. He says, would you like to open for us? I said, I absolutely would like to open for y'all. So I start putting a show together for myself and start practicing with what I have here, with the songs I already have. And I'm going to do some off the new CD that's coming out, and a few of the other ones that I had previously released. And I'll work up, I'm going to work up my set and have it done and be ready to go. So in between everything, I'm focusing on that. And I'm also in touch with A. Richardson Productions, because they're the ones who are going to do the video for the single. So I pitched in the idea that I want to do for the video. I said, this is just the idea I have for the video. I said, the song itself will pretty much write the video, I believe. And they agreed. So I gave them, enough time to find the places. I was going to meet them in their turf in Alabama. Now, if you're an artist and you want to get a video done, you go look at my video. He's Coming Back. Those folks are phenomenal. And they are super affordable. Okay? Super affordable. I'll just tell you that. Now, while all this is going on, I'm having my website, the Hunter Logan website, reworked. And I'm getting the social media part of it done. It's all getting reworked, for everything to be at thehunterlogan.com. I want to try to, trying to separate Hunter Logan, the artist, from Hunter Logan, the radio. I've been trying to do this for a while. It don't work. It just plain don't work. And after going through all of that and getting all that set up and getting it done, it don't work. You can't separate it. I have done so much as an artist previously, before HLE Radio. Then I've done so much as a radio personality with HLE Radio. And now that I'm starting to do things as an artist again, it merges. You can't separate it. The funny thing about it is, and it's not really funny, is the majority of the artists that I play don't accept me as an artist, and the majority of the DJs don't care for me as a DJ. I ain't lying. You think I'm lying, but I'm not. You wouldn't believe the crap that I got to go through on both sides of the coin here. I get statements made about me that I'm unethical. I don't have any ethics because I'm doing music and a radio station. Listen, I was doing music way before I was doing a radio station. Now, I was an artist way before a radio station. I was an artist who had a record label and a publishing company, who had artists on his label, who was producing artists, who was producing music, writing music, distributing music. I had a distribution network, had a recording studio. Before I even thought about doing radio, I fell into radio accidentally. It was because I was an artist that I got into radio. When I got done performing off of Carnival Cruise Lines, which was my last gig, I went by a local radio station in Eunice, Louisiana, who was playing my music that I'd had out. They were playing my artists that I'd produced. They were playing my music. And they asked me to do a Saturday morning show. I said, I don't know the first thing about radio. There's no problem. I'll teach you. That's how I got into radio. The way HLE Radio came about, I failed a witness. And asked the Lord if he'd give me a comfortable way to do it, I'd do it every day. Well, guess what I've been doing for the last 14 years? Telling people about Jesus every day, every morning from 7 to 9. 24/7 if you count that my music's played on the station too. Only because I can't get other stations to play it. So if you think I'm lying when I make that statement, if other stations won't play it because of who I am, now I'm talking about other Christian country stations, right? What does it tell you? That's God's business. That's their business, not mine. All I know is I'm going to continue to do what God called me to do. When it's music, it's music. When it's radio, it's radio. When it's preaching, it's preaching. When it's singing, it's singing. When it's leading worship, it's leading worship. When it's witnessing, it's witnessing. That's all I can control. That's all I'm required to do is tell people about Jesus. And that's what I'm going to do. Whether it be in song or radio. But I can't separate it. And that's what I learned. I learned that you cannot separate it. I am radio. I am music. I am Hunter Logan. TheHunterLogan.com. So now, going forward in January of 2025, if you book Hunter Logan, you get both. You get the radio and you get the artist. It's a 2-for-1 deal. Can't beat it. You book the artist, you get free radio coverage. How's that? It's a pretty good selling point, right? So I'm practicing for the show. We're getting a set list together. And we'll go down and meet my friends there in DeQuincy and do that show. It was a great show. Went well. I mean, everybody did well. Can't say enough about Nathan Areno and his band. Can't say enough about Nathan Areno, period. That is one talented guy. Phenomenal songwriter. Phenomenal musician. You should check him out. Nathan Areno Music. If you haven't checked him out, or you don't know who he is, go look him up. You'll be blessed. I promise you. You will. So the following weekend, after this concert, I got to head out to Alabama. It's time to do the video shoot. I am excited about this because it's on location. There's going to be a lot of moving parts to this. And that's something I haven't experienced yet. And I'm going to meet some new people. I'm really excited about that. And so on the coming up episode, we're going to talk about the video, shooting it, all the stuff that happened. It was a cold weekend. I thought I was going to get sick, actually. I didn't, but man, whew. It was cool, though. It was fun. It was fun. And the video come out phenomenal. It really did. We'll talk about the video in the next episode. That's what we'll do. I'm going to leave it right there. Thanks for joining me. Go check out thehunterlogan.com. Friend me on social media, please, if you would. I need all the help I can get. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. I need subscriptions. Bad. Help me get going in 2025, if you will. I love you and appreciate you. And I'll see you.